I'm Talking, episode 332 for August 25th, 2024. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking belief. So belief seems like a fairly common word, but I still thought starting with a definition would be helpful. And the definition that I saw and liked and amusing is this. It's acceptance that a statement is true. So you could say a statement, an idea, words, whatever. But it's acceptance of that thing being true. And then belief says it's up to the individual often to know if it is true or not true, and it's their personal choice. And in the world today, there are no guardrails on that. You can say, I hold this belief, whether the rest of the world thinks it's true or not, you can hold that belief. And that's not necessarily bad, but when there are no guardrails, if there are no standards, then things can get a little out of whack. And we can have people that are far out of seeking reality, maybe. But it is their choice. It is their belief. And so you kind of have to give that to them. But then you wonder, is there anything permanent? And does belief change over time? And I think often it does, where someone held a belief and then they've chosen to change that belief, whether it's on a whim or whether it's on getting more information, there's very little permanence to the world's belief system. And then what happens when there's a disagreement on personal held beliefs? And that often leads to opposition. It can lead to fighting. It can lead to, unfortunately, name calling and things that are not very mature. And also can lead to grouping people together because they don't hold the same belief as you, or saying they're bad, or saying they don't understand the world as it works today. Lots of different things that can happen there. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. So as Christians, our belief system is often seen as pigeonholing or less than... I can't think of the word, but it's almost constricting in a sense. And yet we know that it really gives us the freedom. It gives us the freedom to be wrong and rely on the grace and love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It gives us the ability to stand firm. It gives us the freedom to live successful lives, because that's what God wants us to do. But one thing about what we hold as a personal belief is based on something, actually someone, who never changes. The Bible says he never casts a shifting shadow, which means there is no change. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. And so we get to hold a belief that has a firm foundation. And it's not based on us, it's based on him. It's based on Jesus Christ. And because of that, we can stand firm and not be shaken on our personal beliefs. Now, sometimes we may learn something, because the Bible's a tremendously deep and thought-provoking book. And so our belief on a certain subject may change, but that's only through study, through leaning on the Word of God as the ultimate truth. And so it's almost a nuanced change, not a total turnaround like a 180 degree change. And I think Chuck Swindoll says it best when it comes to our personal belief and what we stand on. He says, as a Christian, in essentials, unity. In non-essentials, liberty. But in all things, charity. I'll let you think on that for the balance of the week. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talkin' Microcast.